This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How did center go? I mean, I knew you weren't real worried about it. You said you've done it before, but now that you did it here, how did the game go for you in playing center?
I don't think it was playing center that was different. I think it was just not playing in a while and new systems and a little bit and all that. And I think that's mostly, I think playing center is fine. I like it. It gets you involved a lot, I think. And so I like that. It took a while to kind of get into things and timing and stuff. I felt like kind of as the game started getting to an end, I kind of felt like I got a little bit more into the groove a little bit. It was a little bit choppy at first, but I mean, that's normal first game in 3.5 months or whatever it is. But playing center is fun. I like it. I think, as I said, it feels like it gets me involved a lot, and that's fun.
So if Ralph were to ask you to do it for a long period of time, you'd be fine with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever Ralph wants me to do, I'm up for it. Whatever I can do to help this team win, and that's what I'm here for.
What's the biggest thing? As you said, it was you hadn't played in a while. You'd never played on this team. I mean, it's New Jersey, new everything. I mean, pulling on a New Jersey and everything. What's the biggest thing you had to get used to the other night getting out there? Was it just that you hadn't played in a while, or is it just the system? Or
I think it's a little bit of everything, but I think mostly it's not having played in a while, getting back into the speed of the game and the timing that comes with it. Kind of when you've played for a while, you kind of, when you get the puck, you know what's happening, you know where everybody's at. And now first game, you're kind of, you know, looking around you a little bit, trying to find guys and kind of get into the motion and to get everything flowing naturally. I think that's the biggest difference. And also, I mean, you scrimmage and you play for however long in practices, and it's not the same as the games. You don't get the same out of the practice as you do out of a game. So everything's quicker, everything's a little harder, so it ramps up a little bit, and that's tough to do in practice when you haven't played in a while. So it was good to get out there. Took a while to get into it, and I think, you know, hopefully my next game and a little bit into that should be starting to get back to normal, both in the head and in your legs as well.
Did you know Olofsson before you came to Buffalo?
No, I did not. No.
I remember he works out with Victor Hedman, so I talked to him about him. He knows him very well. Even Darlene had played with him, said he's probably got one of the best shots he's ever seen. Now that you've been with him a little bit and looks like he's probably going to be on the big club, does his shot almost amaze you a little bit, what he's able to do with it and how quickly he can get it off?
Yeah, I think it's fun to watch. Like you said, especially his release, I think that's really special. But it's such a talent he's got. And it's fun to see him use it in the games too. I think he shows it in practice. He scores a lot in practice, and he's got a really good quick release. That's I think it's different from a lot of guys, and it makes it hard on the goalies too. So it's fun to watch. He can really shoot it.
Is his passing underrated? Because I watch him pass. He seems to be a pretty good passer.
Yeah, absolutely. He played together, you know, in camp for most of the camp so far, and he's got a good eye for the game too, and he finds those passes and he's able to put them on the tape. So yeah, I think but I don't know. Underrated is, I don't know if that's the right word. I mean, I haven't seen him that much, but he's not just a shooter, which is a good thing.
You look around the room, you've had a little time to get used to Jack and Jeff Skinner, and Jimmy Vesey's here now, you're here now. Do you see this as a team that should be able to score more goals than they have in the past?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good hockey players in here that can score goals, and not just the forwards, you got some good defensemen too that can shoot and that can score and make plays, and that's huge. I think we all saw Millsy shoot the puck last game, which was that was pretty special too. So we definitely, that shouldn't be an issue. I mean, it's not always going to go in for everyone, but we have enough guys that can put up some goals.
As a veteran D, can he help you guys offensively too? Because he seems like a very good two-way defenseman. He can defend, yeah, but yet he seems to be able to get up ice and make the good pass going up ice, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. You know, that's one of his strengths. He's not just, you know, good one way. He can play both ways, and he's really, you know, in practice it's really tough to get around one-on-one and two-on-one. And then he's really good with the puck, and the way he shoots it, he's definitely a threat going that way too.
Well, if you do stay at center for a while, will you have to start studying faceoffs and that type of thing? Other centermen, and you were okay. I mean, you won 8 out of 20. It wasn't awful. It was middle. I mean, but is that something you'll have to start getting used to again?
Yes, absolutely. That's different. There's so many guys that are so good at faceoffs, and I mean, some guys almost specialize in that. And it's when you haven't really done it in a while, you have to get into the rhythm of it. It's going to be some tough nights, and then there's going to be nights where you kind of get into it and you get an advantage on the other guy too. But something you have to work on and look into, and like you said, you have to kind of look at what the other guys are doing. So, but that's something I'll have to work on, and you know, it's something when you play center and you want to be good at, because it's you want your team to start with a puck, and that's faceoffs is a good part of it, big part of it.
It's nice talking to you. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.